Thanks, Dave. And we just got to know a little bit about Josh Huff, the player. Let's talk about Josh Huff, the person on tape, once again at the Senior Bowl, Greg. Let's break him down. A deep route here against Dez Southward, a day two pick from Wisconsin.
Yeah, this would be Josh Huff right down here. One of the things that really stood out when you watch the Senior Bowl practices was his ability to get vertical, not because he could run by people with 4.4 speed, but because he understood how to run routes. And that's far more important, quite honestly, than just running by people. Not too many people in the NFL just run by corners. So you need to understand how to set them up, how to use your route running ability. He's terrific understanding how to use his vertical stem to set up corners.
He is going to put a dirty double move on Dez Southward here and get open deep.
And we've seen that quite a bit watching him at the Senior Bowl with the double moves. Very, very good at them. And you'll see it right here. Great move right there. And then the thing is, maybe not a long speed guy, Bo, but great short area burst. And that's the critical part. That's more important running routes than long speed, vertical speed. The short area burst right there. Look at him create the separation. And that's something that really stood out on film with Josh Huff was the short area quickness and acceleration.
Here he's going up against Dante Johnson. Another deep move here from Josh Huff.
Yeah, and he's going against Dante Johnson, who's a tall corner, sort of the new stereotype in the NFL. And here he runs right by him. Again, the great thing about this, if you want to go back, and we talked about this earlier, look how he closed down the cushion. Again, it's not 40 time. He closed down the cushion, and he leaned in, making Johnson believe that he was going to run to the post. That's the subtle nuances of route running that I believe Josh Huff is pretty advanced at.
We've talked a little bit already about Jordan Matthews in the red zone. Josh Huff, not quite the size of
Jordan Matthews,
but he too can be effective down here.
Yeah, and again, he's got good hands. He can catch the ball outside of his frame, and you see him right up top here. So you see him working, you see him. He does go up and get the ball at its highest point. Obviously not a 6'3", 6'4", wide out, but he does go up and get the ball.
And that was against Stanley Jean-Baptiste, one of the taller corners.
There you go.
And he's able to high point it above him.
That's a great point because Baptiste, who I believe was a second-round pick, 6'3", 218. So, again, we're seeing him work against bigger corners and be very, very effective. Again, another red zone play. Little nice little use of his inside
arm
and shoulder.
That's a veteran move.
You know, the way we always say it, if it's not called, it's not a penalty, right?
I don't see a flag.
No.
All right, the last play we want to take a look at. Another one in the red zone, one-on-one here. And this is just going to show his impressive ball skills. This is a very impressive catch. I think he gets both feet in, but it's tight.
But again, you see the double move element. I think he did get both feet
in. That's a pretty nice catch.
That's a very nice catch. So Josh Huff brings a lot to the table. And the other thing he brings to the table, which I think we talked about, is he can line up outside. He can line up inside. He's very familiar with Chip Kelly's offense because he played in it. And Oregon ran the same offense this year. So he can line up in multiple positions right now. He's not starting the learning curve from scratch.
Greg Cosell of NFL Films breaks down Josh Huff and what he brings to this Eagles offense. Coming back with much more on the other side here on Eagles Draft Live. And remember, for your premium meats and artisan cheeses, it's only Dietz and Watson.